Welcome, fans of Mystery Detective Stories. This is part 6, the conclusion of the first episode of The Golden Slipper and Other Problems for Violet Strange by Anna Catherine Green.
How about Lady Paget's scarf? I was not there that night.
You are a woman of wiles. That could be managed by one bent on an elaborate scheme of revenge.
And so could the abstraction of Mrs. Barnum's $500 handkerchief by the one who sat in the next box,
chimed in Miss Hewson, edging away from the friend whose honor she would have pinned her faith an hour before.
I remember now seeing her leaning over the railing to adjust the old lady's shawl.
With a start, Caroline West turned a tragic gaze upon the speaker.
You think me guilty of all because of what I did last night? Why shouldn't I?
And you, Anna?
Alicia has my sympathy,
murmured Miss Benedict. Yet the wild girl persisted.
But I have told you my provocation. You cannot believe that I am guilty of her sin. Not if you look at her as I am looking now.
But their glances hardly followed her pointing finger. Her friends, the comrades of her youth, the inseparables, with their secret oath, one and all held themselves aloof. Struck by the perfidy, they were only just beginning to take in. Smitten with despair, for these girls were her life, she gave one wild leap and sank on her knees before Alicia.
Oh, speak,
she began.
Forgive me, and...
A tremble seized her throat. She ceased to speak and let fall her partially unlifted hands. The cheery sound of men's voices had drifted in from the terrace, and the figure of Captain Holliday could be seen passing by. The shudder which shook Caroline West communicated itself to Alicia Driscoll, and the former rising quickly, the two women surveyed each other, possibly for the first time, with an open soul and a complete understanding.
Caroline,
murmured the one.
Alicia,
pleaded the other.
Caroline, trust me,
said Alicia in that moving voice of hers, which more than her beauty caught and retained all hearts.
You have served me ill, but it was not all undeserved.
Girls, she went on, eyeing both of them and her father with the wistfulness of a breaking heart,
neither Caroline nor myself are worthy of Captain Holliday's love. Caroline has told you her fault, but mine is perhaps a worse one.
The ring, the scarf, the diamond pins, I took them all. Took them if I did not retain them.
A curse has been over my life, the curse of a longing I could not combat. But love was working a change in me since I have known Captain Holliday, but that's all over. I was mad to think I could be happy with such memories in my life. I shall never marry now or touch jewels again, my own or another's. Father, Father, you won't go back on your girl. I couldn't see Caroline suffer for what I have done. You will pardon me and help, help.
Her voice choked. She flung herself into her father's arms, his head bent over hers, and for an instant not a soul in the room moved. Then Miss Hewson gave a spring and caught her by the hand.
We are inseparable, said she,
and kissed the hand, murmuring,
now is our time to show it.
Then other lips fell upon those cold and trembling fingers, which seemed to warm under these embraces, and then a tear. It came from the hard eye of Caroline, and remained a sacred secret between the two.
You have your pendant.
Mr. Driscoll's suffering eye shone down on Violet Strange's uplifted face as she advanced to say goodbye, preparatory to departure.
Yes, she acknowledged, but hardly, I fear, your gratitude.
And then the answer astonished her.
I am not sure that the real Alicia will not make her father happier than the unreal one has ever done.
And Captain Holliday?
He may come to feel the same.
Then I do not quit in disgrace.
You depart with my thanks.
When a certain personage was told of the success of Mrs. Strange's latest maneuver, he remarked,
the little one progresses. We shall have to give her a case of prime importance next.
That concludes episode 1, The Golden Slipper. Join us next Monday for episode 2, In Problems for Violet Strange, The Second Bullet. This production copyrighted 2010, Stefania Lintonbahn. www.stephsvoice4u. www.stephsvoiceforyou.co.uk.